Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of the 4-18's Fire American Soccer Show. This is the 2023 CONCACAF Gold Cup review. The United States ended in a 1-1 draw against Panama, but fell in penalties 5-4 through six rounds. And, of course, last night I was at the New York Red Bulls game. I had to cover that. So I had to, which I did, I DVR'd the game and watched it and was able to give my my opinions of the match and whatever had to come out of this one. And once again, it's just a situation where you got to give credit to Panama for game planning against the U.S., and taking it to them, forcing them to do some things that they probably were not able to do, but still, at the same time, you just have to say that, give credit for the game planning by Thomas Christensen, the head coach of Panama. He got his players prepared, ready to go. And just really did better overall. And once again, it's just really, really disheartening to see them fall like this. But once again, what are you going to do? This is a tournament, and I understand it's played in the United States, but when you have the majority of players coming from MLS, and I'm not bagging on MLS here. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do, but you would like to see a little bit more involving our players who are playing in Europe to be on this roster, because once again, U.S. soccer, if you want to be considered the kings of CONCACAF, you must, and I stress this, you must bring in a better roster for the Gold Cup. And I understand it's once every 2 years. And honestly, it's about time that instead of all the time making it now, we're just going to use the big boys for the Nations League, and we'll give out the Gold Cup to some of our MLS players. Cannot do this half-assed. Other than that...
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the National Premier Soccer League show as we talk about...
Sorry about that, folks. I must have hit something by mistake. I didn't mean for that to happen. A little mistake there on my part. And going back here, once again, this is the Gold Cup post-game show. The Gold Cup review show. USA losing to Panama on penalties 5-4 through six rounds. You know, once again, it's just hard to fathom. Why U.S. soccer is going this route sometimes. One tournament out of two, I can understand that. Back-to-back tournaments, no. That should not be happening. And I understand they want our players who are playing in Europe to be ready for the European season, but I'm sorry. An extra six matches will not hurt them. And so what if they got to play the Minnows in the Caribbean? Who cares? This is the confederation that the United States is in. This is the competition that they have to face. And whether you like it or not, this is how the setup is going to be. Because one thing is for sure, it would be nice if the U.S. and Mexico would move on to be part of CONMEBOL, but the truth is that's not going to happen. Because CONCACAF will not allow them to leave, period. But as I can see, we have a caller. It's my good friend here in New Jersey at 973-229. Go ahead, sir, and your thoughts on that semifinal matchup.
You mean when they choked? You know, it looked like when they tied the game up in extra time, I thought maybe another miraculous miracle was going to happen, like they did on last week, you know, and tying the game up in penalty kicks. You know, I thought maybe there's something going here, but they missed that last shot wide right, like, ugh, losing to Panama. I thought maybe we were going to have another game in hand. We could, you know, face Mexico in the final tomorrow or whatever the game's going to be, but, ugh. I think they just ran out of gas after the last match. You know,
well, let me
say
this.
If they left CONCACAF, where would they go? I mean, because, you know, that's our league. So where would we go if we ever left that CONCACAF?
Well, I'm just telling you, giving you a hypothetical of what could be the situation here. But the truth is, it's never going to happen. I don't think they're – it's not so much about the league leaving CONCACAF. It's more like, where are you going to put U.S. soccer? Because
right.
The truth of the matter is this, because I've talked with people that have said maybe U.S. and Mexico should leave CONCACAF and be part of CONMEBOL, just like what Australia did. They left Oceania to become part of Asia because they wanted to be in a better confederation. I don't think it will happen because obviously CONCACAF does not want to lose their two biggest popular nations within their confederation. But the idea here is to have the other teams making this confederation stronger and better. Yes, we know that the majority of the teams are coming from the Caribbean zone. And yes, they're not that strong. Jamaica,
okay.
I mean Jamaica, obviously, unfortunately losing to Mexico in the semifinal, but they have improved.
Yeah.
They have a better head coach. Trinidad Tobago is still a mess. Curaçao has been improving. St. Kitts and Nevis. Anything below Jamaica right now and Curaçao, it's there. I mean, those are that's truly minnow beyond minnow beyond minnow. And in Central America, Costa Rica is supposed to be one of the top nations. It's supposed to be Honduras, but they're on the negative. Guatemala right now come back from their own scandals involving their government from their director of sport interfering with FIFA business because the director of sport is was a Guatemalan government official who was not supposed to be interfering with FIFA business involving the Guatemalan FA. You know, Canada, finally, even though if you talk to Canadians now, they'll say, you know, yeah, it was a great quarterfinal, and they just missed advancing to the semis, but, you know, their group stage was really a mess in this Gold Cup. So, look, this confederation, you know, there's still twists and turns over here in this confederation. Because you never know what you're going to get. Yes, life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But at the same time...
No, I'm smart, man.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. I mean, look. It's when you get to the penalty kick shootout, it is a crapshoot.
It is.
You're at the blackjack table, okay? You're at the blackjack table. You think you've got yourself a hell of a hand. You're at 19.
Yeah.
Everyone else around you, their hands are okay, but you've got a 19 and you're up $500 to $600.
Yes.
And just when you thought the dealer busts, it was actually a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then the losing streak starts. That's what the penalty kick shootout is all about, my friend. She's got to. You got to keep your nerves in check.
Yep.
And you got to make sure you convert your penalty and you make sure that you outguess the keeper to convert it. Matt Turner did his job. Without a doubt,
yeah,
he did his job.
Yes. Both of them, they outguessed us. They came down to the final round, in the final shootout.
Yep. And unfortunately, Roldan just did not take Ferreira did not take his penalty well in the first round, and Roldan did not take his penalty well in the sixth round, which was the final round of that shootout.
And the first round didn't look so great either. That was a miserable shot. That's not what did in the first round.
It was. Yep. You can tell that Ferreira did not take it well.
No.
Pressure
that
got to him.
That shot was weak.
Yes, it was.
I'm like, you're not going to game that way.
Well, and don't forget, for some of these players, this is the first time, that they've been in a tournament in such, like this.
Right.
And they just ran out of gas.
Yeah.
They just ran out of gas. And my thing is this, and I'm not saying I'm going against Major League Soccer players not being on the U.S. men's national team. I still believe that they deserve a spot on the national team when you are performing in friendlies and in the Gold Cup. But, it's about time that you inform Pulisic, McKennie, Balogun, if you want to, Reyna, Pepe, have them stay for a couple more games. I mean, the truth of the matter is this.
Yeah.
If they would have kept McKennie in because he got suspended for the final against Canada in the Nations League, I would have said to McKennie, look, could you please stay for an extra six? I think he wouldn't have objected. I don't think Pulisic would have objected. But let me ask you this question, though. What's your thoughts on BJ Callahan? What did you think? How do you think he did in the seven matches that he did, both the Nations League and the Gold Cup? How do you think he fared?
I think I just to see the Nations League, but I think he did a decent job in this tournament. Especially in those two games where we destroyed our opponents. So, overall, I think he did a very, very good job. I didn't get a chance to see, though, the first tournament. I couldn't even find it on television.
No, it was on Paramount Plus on the app.
No wonder. I'm unable to get it right now.
Oh, are you not able to get it?
Right.
Okay.
I got fun when
but
he gets
so
that.
Far,
I got fun anyway.
That's fine. But anyway, but you were able to watch the Gold Cup. How do you think he did in the Gold Cup then?
I think he did great, especially in the preliminary round. Once we got past it into the knockout stage, that they got to work on. The Americans had to work on that. And if they could bring in Pulisic, though, I think maybe we can have a better chance of, getting past, maybe making the final in the 2025. So we got to get Pulisic. We got to get those top international players, to come over here and help us out. Because this is where they are. These are United States-born players, and we need more of them if we're going to be able to compete, against, the tough Latin American powerhouses in this tournament.
Yep.
And against the big guys in the World Cup tournament, which is only 2 years away. Not far when you think about it.
Very true. Very, very true. So, obviously with this loss to Panama, it signals the return of the official return of Greg Berhalter in the friendlies this upcoming September and October. And then, of course, they'll be involved in the quarterfinals of the Nations League to start their qualification for the Copa America for next summer, which will be here in the U.S., and it should be another fun and exciting time. Which players did you think put themselves on the map for a future call-up for the senior men's national team for these big games, mm-hmm. and including maybe a possibility for that World Cup roster, do you think?
I haven't really thought of that, but I thought with some of our players in this tournament, I think maybe there's a chance. I just hope we can see if we can do a Pulisic again, because he was our star player and whatnot. So I'm looking to see what's going to happen with me now in the next couple of years in the tournaments with MLS. So I'll better understand that as they go along. And don't forget, Sunday, Messi makes his Miami debut. Oh, boy.
That's very true. Well, that'll be another show for another time. I want to stick with subject at hand right now. But, once again, look, I think we have learned a couple of things. I think we've learned that there are some players that are not ready for this level yet, and there are some players that are ready for this level. I will say this about Alejandro Zendejas. I'm not going to give up on him right away. I don't want to give up on him right away. Some will, but I will choose not to because, look, this was his very first time on the national team. It was not a friendly. It was a tournament. And so, he tried too hard. So for me, I'm just going to give him a pass because personally, I just think he tried too hard and he didn't really show enough of what he can really do. I think if you get him to be involved in a friendly here and there, that would probably be best for him to get reacclimated with the national team. But for now, it's a no. But I'm not shutting the door on him on this. I think he deserves another chance.
Yeah, I think so too.
James Sands, I think he did well in this. I think he is the that defensive midfielder they've been looking for to fill in that spot. I think he will be a solid addition for the national team once he gets that opportunity to get called in by Greg Berhalter. We'll see about that. And obviously I think Brandon Vazquez will be better coming off the bench at this point in time than starting. I know he only started this time once in the semifinal, but still though, I want to see more of him coming off the bench first before we even give him a start.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have to.
Mm-hmm. And I know everyone's complaining Jesus Ferreira scores only against these Caribbean minnow teams, but he did score against Panama, who are from Central America, so they're not minnows either. So, I'm getting sick and tired of all the pathetic, say, the unnecessary ribbing or the name-calling coming from our national team fans here on social media. I just think it's just pointless and pathetic.
Yeah, and I'm on social media, too. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, so am I. But the point is that, we're being, more responsible than the others are.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yes, we got to do it with class.
Exactly. That's all I'm asking for.
Of course, what people think I have no class and not that entire their opinion.
No, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. So is there anything else that you saw in this Gold Cup tournament that has caught your eye that you'd like to praise or complain about?
I'm just bummed out from last night's, result. They play a great defensive game all the way through, and then you choke in the penalty kicks. If that first that kick was stronger, I think maybe we would have won. But that first shot was so weak, I'm like, oh, boy, we're in big trouble now. I mean, Panama was no slouch, though. I mean, you got to give them credit. They are a decent team, and they did find a way to beat us. I mean, I think sometimes we underestimate our opponents. And Panama, is a strong team.
I don't think they underestimated Panama, but I will admit that it ran out of I will admit they ran out of gas, but I don't think they underestimated them. I just think that Okay. They tried to execute, and they just fell short.
Yeah, by about a mile.
Unfortunately, yes, by a mile.
Yes.
But that's how the ball bounces, as they say.
Yeah. They'll bring on the Women's World Cup next week, see what we can do with that.
That's right. The Women's World Cup is coming up very soon, and we're going to have some fun with that as well.
Unfortunately, I can't say for the timing on some of these matches because one of them is going to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. Get out of here. Who's going to get up at 3 in the morning?
Well, listen, that's why FIFA gives these nations that are not in the European time zone or in our time zone an opportunity to host these tournaments. Listen,
I
worked at a sports news service, and I did the entire World Cup 2002 when it was in Japan and South Korea.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to work there, and I was the only one doing these games. I had to work from 5 nights a week. I did get 2 weeks. I get 2 weeks off. I mean, 2 days off.
Right.
But
right.
I had to work 5 nights a week. I had to come in around 1 o'clock in the morning, be in a office building with a bunch of satellites.
Yeah.
And I had to watch the majority of these games in an office room all by myself.
Mm.
I had nobody else to bother me. I loved watching it. I enjoyed it. And I saw the USA score 3 straight goals against Portugal in the first half until they scored late in the first half. I saw the own goal by Jeff Agers, and then I saw the boys bunker in to get that victory.
Yeah.
I saw Clint Mathis score that peach of a goal. And here's another story for you. The big win over Mexico, the 2-0, the Dos a Cero, the second one, in the second round of the World Cup in 2002. My company had a contract with NBC News. We sent sports highlights to every NBC-affiliated station in the United States and also the score in Canada. And the Today Show contacted my executive producer and told him we need highlights from the USA-Mexico World Cup game.
Mm.
And I was the one that covered it, and we had an editor to take care of it, and it went off without a hitch.
So even the one here in New York, right?
That's right.
Ah.
The Today Show over, yep, there's only one Today Show in the morning, and it's only on NBC.
Right, but I was referring to my local station, you know, here in the New York area. I wasn't referring to anything national, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep, so it was over at Rockefeller Center in New York City. Oh, boy.
That's correct. Well, I wasn't in Rockefeller Center. I was actually in South Hackensack, New Jersey.
Close enough.
Where the company was.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Jersey anyway, so close enough.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I have your area code. I know where you are. You're over here.
Born and raised.
Yep. I moved.
Yeah. Boy, I thought my schedule was tough because, you know, I call several different shows throughout the week. I host my own show, and I'm the co-host of like 4 or 5 others. I thought my schedule was nuts.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But I've been doing this nationally now for 7 years, so, it doesn't seem to get any harder, but it doesn't seem to get any easier either. You know,
you can wear
yourself out sometimes.
Yep. Exactly. You know, you just got to be dedicated to what you...
Oh, yeah.
You just... Yeah, you just got to be dedicated to it, but at the same time, always be aware that, you know, your time is precious with friends and family.
Yes. And actually, my friends and family are in on this.
Good.
Yeah. You know, I start out locally with a friend. We did a very remote location. We did get callers on our show, even though it only lasted like 30 to 45 minutes per show. But we managed to get some calls in, and you know, I was the local. And then 3 years later, I get this message of wanting to be a part of a national show. And then later, I was substituting and co-hosting, and now for the last 5-6 years, I've run the show myself. And for the other shows as well. But then came the writing for the columns, and, you know, that takes up a lot of time, too. I mean, sometimes, depending on the article, you know, it could run like, you know, like I can do it in like about 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes like 20 minutes. Am I writing a sports page or am I writing a book?
Exactly.
Yeah, you think you're like writing a novel sometimes.
I know.
Let's see. Chapter
they don't understand.
173. Yeah. Day six. We're now looking at the soccer highlights from the Gold Cup. It's like a 3-page letter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they vary in length, that's for sure. But I would say today
exactly.
is the busiest day because today is the day I post the show. You know, I posted for Saturday, so Thursday is like my busiest day.
Hmm.
That's what I look at, because I spread the word to several different sites and whatnot. And, you know, I tell them about it, what we cover for the week's show, at like 6 or 7 different pages. So it adds up, and it takes a while. So Thursday is like the busiest day I have here. In addition to being co-host of 2 shows, in the
exactly. You're going to get popular. You're going to get popular. You're going to get invited to be like a guest or a co-host or just filling in for the time being.
That's how I started.
That's right. Same here.
10 years ago.
Yep. So anything else you'd like to talk about or...
No, that's about it. So just hoping that, better results for, of course, the Women's World Cup begins next week.
Hopefully,
we'll do better. Although, playing in that kind of a territory, I think the last time we went that far, we didn't do very well. Like back in the 98 edition. The 2003 edition, excuse me.
Right.
Yeah. Just as long as my girl was playing, though, in that tournament, it's okay with me.
All right. Well, listen, thanks again for calling in. I appreciate you giving me your thoughts, and I will hopefully talk to you again soon.
Hope you can call on my show if you have the time on Saturday.
I'm trying. It's busy on my end, too, here. I got a lot of things going on, and unfortunately, my time is... It's always filled up here. I got things to take care of, unfortunately, but if I'm able to come on, obviously, don't worry. The show has not been removed. Past shows, whenever you've been on, I got your information, so don't worry about it.
We're on all year, except Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yes. Other than that, we're up all year.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Until we talk again.
Until we talk again.
Yes.
And I want to thank my friend there for calling in once again. Let me go to PJ Callahan. And, I think he got everything correct here. I think he got everything spot on. Not enough execution, and once again, probably the players were just a little bit more tired than normal. It happens. But once again, let me just reiterate my thoughts. I would like for U.S. soccer to stop using the Gold Cup as a means of bleeding in too many new players. Because if you want to be considered the kings of CONCACAF, then you got to take every tournament seriously. We need half of Europe and half of MLS. I know those of you that are listening to me right now who are saying, no, that's not what should have happened. No, we cannot allow that to happen. Why are we allowing this to happen? And blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Because that's how this whole situation is supposed to be. I understand you feel that's the wrong way to go. We should always have our players come over when they are plying their club trade in Europe. And I'm not against it. I'm not for it or anything like that. Look, I want everyone to get an opportunity here. I want everyone to get an opportunity here. But at the same time, we got to have friendlies to give these kids the time to feel like, yes, these are the games that are going to hone your skills and before you get ready for these big-time tournament games. And then, of course, the big one, the biggest of all, the FIFA World Cup. And as I've said already, for some players, I think they have already stamped their approval for the Copa America. But we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen somewhere down the road. And once again, I don't root for those of where they play their football. I root for them because they're American. Because these are our boys and our girls. I root for them representing our nation and our flag, period. Because the only politics that I believe in is seeing the USA embarrassing Mexico all over again. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for my show tonight. This was going to be a quick one anyway. Tomorrow night, it will be the NPSL Soccer Show. Great show for you for tomorrow night. Get ready for a fun one. And as always, my name is Daniel Feuerstein. And as always, please enjoy your football. Thank you. Take care. So long. And bye-bye for now. Have a good night, everybody.